Hey guys, thanks for tuning in with me again today. Been talking about different things that you and your realtor should be talking about when writing up on offers. We've talked about the escalation clause, we've talked about inspections, we've talked about really digging into what the seller needs. I wanted to add a few things to that to bring some more to the conversation on different ideas that you can do to get into a house this year. Some of the things that you have a little bit more power on as buyers is that you can put an expiration on all the contracts that you put out there. So say you're writing up on a house and you put in a solid offer on a house and you're like, you know what, I need to, with how the market is, I need to write an offer on this other house here tonight because it's my second choice and I know I need an offer on it just in case this one falls through. So putting expiration time on your offer can really light a fire underneath the seller as far as, I mean, you have a time limit. I'm looking at other houses. I'm going to write up on these other houses if you don't accept my offer by 5 p.m. tonight. That's the time that I'm giving you. It's a solid offer. If you don't take it, I want to be out. And that gives you a little bit more power, but that really only works if you are a true solid offer on the market here today. Another great way that you can really make a seller take a second look at your offer is increasing the amount of the earnest deposit you put down on the property. The earnest deposit is the initial down payment that you put on a property, and essentially it locks you in from breaking the contract. So if you break the contract for reasons that are not dictated in the contract, you will lose that money. But that being said, you need to make sure you know the wording of the contract, know your situation, and know that you're going to be able to follow through with whatever you say, so that when you put $5,000, $10,000 into your earnest deposit, you're not going to feel uncomfortable because that automatically goes into your down payment of the house because there's no reason for you to back out. On the other side of that, like I was saying, if for some reason that you can't purchase a house that's not in the contract details and you back out, you're going to lose that money. That's an automatic thing built into the contract. But it does make your contract look a lot better in the seller's eyes because you're putting a lot more down, saying that there's going to be no complications with my purchase of this house, so you can feel comfortable with purchasing your next house or moving on and having a plan for the money that you're going to receive. Other ways they can do, depending on your situation, this is a little bit more challenging for a lot of buyers. Paying over the appraised value if it appraises below the agreed upon price. So writing in a contract, you can say, you can tell the buyer or seller that, hey, like, you have this house on the market for $175. I put a $200,000 offer on this house, but I'm not sure if it's going to appraise this much. So what I'm willing to do is that if it appraises below 200, so if it appraises at 195, I am willing to pay $1,000 over the appraised value. The appraised value comes back as the amount that a bank is willing to fund you at closing. So it's going to be cash that you need at the end of the transaction that comes out of your pocket directly. Ultimately, the appraised value, if you're talking about $1,000 over ask or the appraised value, you're really going to net that money back within 1 year, if not less, especially if the market continues to grow the way it is. So it's just putting your money, letting it work ahead of itself and putting it down. So you're going to be a little behind on the house starting off, but within that first year, depending on what you can pay over that appraised value, you're going to have equity in that property. The next part that you can do, depending on how much cash that you have, is paying some of the seller's closing costs. The seller usually is going to be using an agent at a certain percentage. And a lot of times, instead of paying over the appraised value and having that point, you can just state, like, here's a $200,000 offer. this is about where the market's saying these houses are appraising at. But to add on to this contract, I am willing to pay $1,000, $1,500 towards your closing costs. So that's going to automatically net them that much more at the end of the day. But with the same thing with paying over the appraised value, that's cash that you're going to have to bring to the back end that you are going to have to plan for having at closing, because that can cause problems. Part of the reason why I have partnered with the brokers that I have is because they have different programs for grants for buyers' closing costs. So if one of the big things that you've been having problems with so far is not having enough cash to be competitive with these cash offers, offers over appraised value and different things like that, let's get you in contact with Josh Land or some of the other loan brokers that are doing these grant programs to see if you qualify for an extra $2,000 that you didn't have before. Because that's going to be huge. You can say, I'm going to pay $2,000 more towards, if it appraises below, I'll pay $2,000 towards the seller's closing costs. And that's just extra money that's going to really be the icing on top as far as your offer goes. And that's the huge, big three things that you can add on to your offer for house to house. In previous videos, I told you that it's really dependent on what the seller is needing out of the house. A lot of times it is just the money, but you need to make sure you know the situation that you're walking into, because every situation is different. Every seller is different. Every house is different. Know the risks. Be educated on the process of negotiation and make sure you don't get yourself in an uncomfortable position where you're regretting your purchase afterwards. If you have any questions about some of these different options available to you as a buyer, feel free to reach out to me and or comment below.